This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So how did she do in that interview that aired last night? Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz sitting down for her first major television interview of her campaign with CNN's Dana Bash. Kamala Harris says her values haven't changed, and listen to this.
I have spent my career inviting diversity of opinion. I think it's important to have people at the table when some of the most important decisions are being made that have different views, different experiences. And I think it would be to the benefit of the American public to have a member of my cabinet who was a Republican.
The AP's Josh Boak.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris wanted to come across as calm, confident, and competent, answering questions that she hadn't necessarily been asked from her stump speeches. She had to tackle issues like her reversal on fracking and challenges at the southern border. She said, look, on fracking, I might have said in 2019 that I wanted to ban it, but that's no longer the case. I now see that you don't need to ban fracking to address climate change. She said that there need to be consequences if people cross the border illegally.
But what does Donald Trump think about the vice president's CNN interview?
She was sitting behind that desk, this massive desk, and she didn't look like a leader to me, I'll be honest. I don't see her negotiating with President Xi of China.
Donald Trump at a campaign event in Wisconsin yesterday. Airports are expected to be busy as today as Americans get away for the Labor Day holiday weekend. The Israeli military hit the West Bank city of Jenin this morning, say authorities. The Israeli military says it struck a terrorist cell. Police in Texas say a Dallas police officer has been killed and two others wounded by a suspect who was shot dead by police after a vehicle chase. This is AP News. To the Paris Paralympics now, and an Afghan Taekwondo para-athlete who's made history. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Zakia Kudadadi has made history at the Paris 2024 Paralympics by becoming the first athlete from the refugee Paralympic team to win a medal, a bronze in the women's Taekwondo 47-kilogram category. When the final buzzer sounded at the Grand Palais in Central Palace, Kudadadi erupted in joy, throwing her helmet and mouthpiece into the air. Born without a forearm, she began practicing Taekwondo in secret at age 11 in a hidden gym in her hometown of Herat, Western Afghanistan. Following the rise of the Taliban in 2021, she was evacuated from the country. She settled in Paris and was later offered the opportunity to compete with the refugee team at the Paris 2024 Paralympics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage is down to 6.3%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.